From the Ag Information Network, this is today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, worries that the mass deportation of undocumented immigrants might just crush the agricultural workforce is getting a lot of attention. Sunnyside Republican Dan Newhouse says he and other ag industry supporters are really emphasizing the critical need for foreign workers.
Without that, then that really jeopardizes the ability for the agricultural industry to thrive.
Dan Newhouse says more and more lawmakers seem to be listening.
You know, this is one of the reasons I'm optimistic, and I've been trying to express that. You know, a lot of my colleagues have said that they can't support increasing the number of visas of people coming in to work in the agricultural industry if we have the crisis situation we do at the southern border.
So in the months ahead, Newhouse says this could be a good sign.
I know that the incoming president and the people he's putting around him are intent on fixing that. And so my hope is that when that's accomplished or in the process of being accomplished, people will be much more open to discussing ways that we can allow the rules and regulations surrounding agricultural labor and guest workers to be improved so that we can truly provide an abundant legal workforce for the ag industry.
Newhouse says he will also continue his work on the Farm Workforce Modernization Act that has been gaining more traction in recent months.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.